That's right. J.E.W. Bush speaking right here. I'll try to bring it on. But it's great. Air.com. W.W. Website. Right, right. Excalibur. Iron Beast Production. Yes. Yes, look. Let's go.
Flow niggas already know I'm nice. Got you, gate, pay the price to fight. It's that same Mary nigga that's the step in the booth. Bobby Brown style, I do what the fuck I wanna do, nigga. It's Skrilla nigga, straight from MZ. Real squad soldier from the MAC. Bitch, can't see me, cause I'm just too fluid. When I run up on me, tell him Bobby, don't do it. It's a cold situation that we facing. Cover squad is taking over your station. So it's up to me to keep the pacing. At the head of the pack while your niggas still racing. Coach, get somebody in here to replace him. Cause ain't no way that the boy can face him. No. So pull in your car, you swear you hard. Nigga, get real, it's the real squad.
All right, welcome everybody to Real Squad Radio. Once again, this is your boy Wide Body Skrilla, and got some sad news over the little break that we had doing these podcasts. One of my homeboys got murdered over some bullshit. I ain't even gonna lie. You know, my homeboy Nato, I'm part of DTA.
Bazooka! Yeah,
God's gift. Yeah.
And today, I figured we'd just go ahead and do a little tribute to my man, you know, to show him that we love him and that we care for him. So, and, you know, we see him when we get there. So today, we're going to bring a few of his homeboys in. And one of them is his main homeboy. And tell him who you are.
Man, y'all know me, man. It's Vito Cognac, DTA representative, Uptown's own. You know, I like to think of myself as Mr. Everything You Ain't, your daughter's favorite wet dream, and your son's worst nightmare. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, like you said, man, shout out to the homie Bazooka Joe, man. Rest in peace. And we in here, man. Real Squad Radio, DTA, IBP is on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We also got two other people in the studio, two other cats that know the man, Bazooka Joe, a.k.a. Vito. Nato.
Joe Dager.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Alright, I'm Elo. Mr. Everybody Loves Originality. Iron Beast is in the building. More like the OG. It was my little brother right there. Nato was the realest that ever did it and got away with it. You know what I'm talking about? That was my man, Bazooka Joe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't deserved that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shit worked out. Everything's alright. We ain't do nothing stupid. We sat back and let them handle their business. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, you got away this time. You owe us, though. You owe us, Slim. Like Beano said, man, you took the heartbeat of the streets. We on life support right now, man. Watch yourself, man. Watch what you say out your mouth.
Yeah. And,
is the boy Be Easy, the white boy, the clip?
Yes, sir.
I keep the police away.
Yeah.
Make sure we do our thing. But we doing this joint for you, Zooks.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So, what we got planned today is we're going to play a few of his tracks. We're going to maybe let you hear some of the man himself. And, you know, just talk about him, you know, share our memories and stuff. So we just going to start off on that note and how you met the man.
Actually, man, if I can start this one off for me, because I actually met him playing basketball. And at the time when I met him, I just knew him as Joe. I didn't know he rapped,
right.
You know what I mean? So what happened was I got another homeboy, my man Pugga, that I used to rap with. He was going over to these other cats spot that had a studio, and Nato would come through there, and he'd be like, man, do you know the dude Nato, man, that be rapping? And I was like, nah. He was like, man, you play ball with him, real tall dude. Man, call him. I'm like, nah, I don't know this nigga, man. I don't know who the fuck you talking about, you hear me? And then one day I came over there, and he was over there. And he was like, what's up, nigga? Like, man, chillin'. Like, you rap? Like, yeah. It's like, you rap? Like, yeah, I rap. And then from there, we started clicking. And then it ain't help, you know, that we was Virgos. And once that we found that out, you know, that shit was like peanut butter and jelly.
Just
you know
smashing.
Yeah, we was always together, man. Every time you seen one, you saw the other. You know what I mean?
Wearing Obama cotton.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden cotton. Yeah. Fresh tea,
that
you know what I mean?
Osama bin Laden cotton.
But you know, that's what it was, man.
Man, yes, sir. What about, you?
Shit, kind of like six degree separation type shit. Shit, I'm at ELO at Dre's first video shoot, King of Maryland. And then I started fucking with ELO tough because ELO stayed right around the corner from my father and shit.
ELO was there?
Yeah, ELO was there for the second part of the video shoot.
The green screen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I've been there, right. Chilling.
And then Lo started taking me uptown and everything, fucking around. Met this motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
As soon as he got out, the motherfucker
joined. Mr. Kanyezy.
And then I was up there. Shit, Something like that. Maybe late 04, early 05, something like that.
Because I just moved. It was 04 because I just moved back down from New York.
I was home in like 05 and shit. I was telling him, wait till my man come home.
That
was crazy.
So we was chilling uptown and motherfucker Zooks just rode up on a bike and shit. We was at the Federal Triangle. Not the Federal Triangle Metro.
The one in the hood.
The Black Federal Triangle.
So we was just chilling there. That shit was just right quick. But I think it was the next time I came out there just fucking with Vito and shit. Was over at York's joint.
Yeah.
Getting it in, that motherfucker started spitting on some bone beats. I ain't never heard nobody flip a bone beat like
that.
I remember that day, that was definitely nice.
That's what's up. ELO, what you got?
Well, I met my man. I used to see him in the hood all the time before I actually met him. But I met him like Vito met him, on the same basketball court. You know, playing ball. And I started seeing him every day. We started saying a little small talk. But Vito, my man, once I found out him and Vito clicked, it was automatic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, that's my man. So that's my man.
Right, right.
So from that point on, you know what I'm saying, I kept in contact with the dude. You know what I'm saying? I told him we gotta do something together because I heard he could rap. Then when I heard him spit, at first I liked the nigga's wit, man. He was a funny dude, man. Yeah. He could just make a situation out of nothing. Just something real funny. He a real funny dude, man. Yeah, that nigga was hilarious, man. He had two talents. That rapping was, he was great at it. But as far as comedy, son, the dude was hilarious, man.
Hilarious.
Then we went down North Carolina, man.
I think that's something everybody got in common.
Yo, his wit is out of this world, dog.
Yes.
The nigga is hilarious.
Motherfuckers could be beefing over the stupidest shit that motherfucker say something.
Yeah, and then we laugh.
Crack everybody.
I love that nigga. Man, I really did love that nigga. My fam.
You don't want to laugh. Like, you be real mad.
But you can't do nothing but laugh.
Cause I know you took my motherfucking money, Slim. I seen when you did it. And then he'll just, out of nowhere, he'll just like, man, look. Both of y'all niggas sound like some bitches right now.
You know what I'm saying? He would totally flip the script, man. Everybody, we'll put it like this. Everybody I introduced the brother to loved him.
Yeah.
My family was really fucked up with what happened, man. They met him one time in North Carolina. They loved that dude. My Aunt Faye, she met him several times. He even stayed over to the house with us and shit, man. We had a ball over there. And, man, I told them the day they caught that dude who did that shit, it was ecstatic, man, but they were still hurt. Everybody's still grieving, man. This shit ain't gonna never be over for us,
man. One thing about it, man, it's like, all you got to do is meet him once. All you got to do is meet him once, and you cool. I know, like, the first time I met him was before we went to the Bone Show that day.
Yeah, that was on his B-Day.
And we was sitting there trying to get a half a steak of cheese. Half a steak of cheese. Yeah, off the man, right? And we was chilling in the alley for a minute, and we was just talking, chopping it up, and he was like, y'all rap, yo? And I was like, yeah, we do a little something, you know, a little something on the side. And the nigga looked at us with a dead serious ass face and was like, how do y'all rap and not get high? I was like, yo, come on, man.
Yeah.
From then on, man, it was cool as shit. That's been my homeboy forever.
And the man could ball too, boy. His basketball skills was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Man, we was going to play the best of three, right? But we played so hard. And we both won a game. We didn't even have a third game in us, man. And then he left me without finishing that game. I'm going to get you. We get up there. You had that ball ready, nigga. Lace your sneakers up when I get up there.
Bazooka. Lace the wings up for
lace
real
them up.
This time, man.
Yes, sir.
You owe me one.
Jordan.
Nah, I think, though, that nice. A lot of people that came in contact with him, like, they only got to see one side of him. And a lot of times that was, you know, was a good side, you know, him being the funny dude. But
right.
It was a lot more to him than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man was real intelligent. You
he
know
was,
what I mean?
Man.
Like, he knew a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff you wouldn't even pay attention to. And he'd just come out like, oh, yeah, that's what that is right there. And motherfucking, I remember one day he had Facebook going crazy on Martin Luther King's birthday when he told the world that Martin Luther King was a Freemason. He sent him Facebook in a fucking frenzy. How you gonna say that about? And then he stated the facts and told, hey, if you don't believe me, go look it up. Look up the fraternity that he belonged to, and people start chatting back like, man, you was right. He was with that shit. And
he was definitely smart, though. You know, I sat down and talked to him all the time. Yeah. Even his wit, man. Even when he telling jokes, he had some intelligent jokes, man.
Yeah.
He wasn't all silly, fun and games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know. He's one of them dudes, man, that, like, when he's around, you got a sense of, you know what? Everything will be cool. I'm gonna have me a good time.
Definitely.
My man's here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. You know? Until he pass out.
Yeah. Right. Because he would definitely do that.
And he ain't just pass out. That motherfucker pass out.
Steps.
Yeah. Head into the wall.
Well, man. We're going to continue this. And we're going to get in some of to his joints. And we'll be back with some more memories of NATO.
Bazooka!
Yeah.
Joe got a flow you ain't never seen, cousin.
Oh, yeah.
First I book shorty, but she got a mean cousin. I used to do my thing with dozens and green onions. I throw them off a roof since the nigga think he's stunting. I roll with a clip that's fully equipped with what? With the M1 Mauser that spit out the clip. Him game macadocious, rap is ferocious. Okay. If it ain't a pair of Air Force Ones, get some locusts. If you got bread, you gon' need a toaster. Danny Glover, lethal weapon, roaster, and shoulder holster. You ain't getting money till you got your own chauffeur. Call yourself a hustler, but you keep copping ounces. Fuck the police, but if I see him, then I'm bouncing. So surreal, so for real. Give up the cold hard cash or catch cold hard steel. I'm giving you the real deal. Party over here. Yeah. I'm sipping Belvedere. Okay. Just pull up a chair. Sit right here.
Cheer.
Mingle with your peers. It's piff in the air. Girls everywhere. Shaking the derriere. Okay. Somebody yell cheers. Cups to the chandelier. For a little while for my niggas who ain't here. $100 champagne treated like beer. It's getting hot in here. She messing up her hair. Scuffed up my shoes. I need a new pair. The party don't stop until 6 in the morning. And I'ma get it on till it's time to perform. Our flow's hot. Yours is lukewarm. Okay. Don't play with DTA, you have been warned. No. I'm probably full of demons and fire senoritas. I'm trying to beat up they ribs like Rocky in the freezer. Where the party at? That's where I'm probably at. All the Spanish mamas asking where the pop at.
Yeah,
she the first to snitch. She almost pissed when it ran in shit. Like, we don't want you, we only want him. And he's long gone, you never see him again. He's in Rio or maybe Cayenne. Under the sun, soaking it in. Cornrows out here blowing in the wind. Just got one damn boy that a friend. Lord only knows how the night's gonna end. One thing's for sure, I'm going for a swim. If not with them, then it's with the twins. The one in the Porsche and the one in the Benz. Gucci shades with the real dog lens. Body perfect with the curves of bend. Got a whip for the pimps and I'm fucking with them. Would you like more, mommy, or the rim? The check on the ice with a 3 on the 10. Me at French ass, go out on the limb. My bitch is a 10, your bitch is a shim. Black Nats hat, DC on the grill. Let's take a ride on the other side. My brother resides, niggas barely survive. Brooklyn bras got more than four. Got more than board and I ain't been on tour. Get on the couch, get on the floor. Get the jump, then hit the door. To the day of my death and hell haze in my chest. Holy flakes in the back. You coughing and lung when you smoking with sun. You rip over gum with numb your tongue. We rolled up onions where I'm from, yeah, I'm eating how to five. When we ride on the I-95.
Alright, we back. And once again, this is your boy Wild Body Skrilla, Real Squad Podcast. I don't even know what this is. It's probably what, part 5 or something. But once again, we sitting here talking
Bazooka.
About my homeboy NATO. He passed away, and we know he resting in peace.
DTM.
We sitting here showing stories here, and we are making sure that we keep his legend alive, living, and we just doing it big. So once again, we here with my boy Vito. My boy Elo, my homeboy B, and we are sharing.
Hold up,
the
Mexican here in spirit too.
Yeah, he was out Mexican. What's he called him?
Mexican.
He drank Corona like water, man.
Yeah.
He the reason why I drink these gold bottles now. Like, he's come uptown. Man, I need a Roni. I need a Roni. So I walk into the store to go get a Roni. I go get a Roni.
Yeah, you're.
And, you know, every time you send with the Coronas, man, and that's what that was. That was his shit, man.
Yes.
Like, one thing, it's a lot I can say about that dude, man. But like, he was just
real.
He was a real vocal point, man, for a lot of dudes, man. Like, as far as him, like, rarely would he bite his tongue for anybody. You know what I mean? Like, he'd tell you what it was, and if you didn't like it, you know what I'm saying? He'd tell you, suck my dick. And that's what that was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely remember them moments. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it was the realness that made a lot of people connect with him more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was a genuine person.
He was a real good dude, man.
Yeah. You could definitely be comfortable around him.
Said, you know what I mean? He was just one of them dudes that it was just like when we found out that he had been murdered. First of all, like, he was murdered. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, even though, you know, it's sad you hear people getting, you know what I'm saying, killed every day, it don't really connect with you until it really hit close to home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And for me, that was my brother. You know what I mean? So, for me to get that call from our other DTA homie, OG, who ain't here, and you can get the twins, by the way, little nigga.
The twins.
You know
what twins.
I'm saying? But, it just, you know, it took us back, you know what I'm saying? And then it was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Then the next thing you know, we all calling each other and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, man, look, come through or whatever. We out here and, but Nato, he brought a lot of people together too, you know what I'm saying? Like, he made a lot of people deal with each other that wouldn't normally hang around each other for whatever reason.
One thing that I want to ask you is, if y'all don't know, Vito is like Nato's brother. What I want to ask you is, you had to write something for the man's obituary.
Yeah.
Tell me how you were thinking through that, man.
To be honest with you, man, I didn't know how I was going to do that, because at that time, and even right now, you know what I'm saying, I was still in doubt and like in disbelief. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't happened to my man, you know, and I can't believe I'm sitting here writing this. So I didn't really put no thought process into it when I did it. I just really opened up my heart and, you know what I'm saying, let what came out, that's what that was, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to have one that was too drawn out or depressing, you know. I kind of, you know, leaned towards some of the things, like the memories we had, you know what I'm saying? And things like, you know, watching this dude just battle other cats, you know what I'm saying? And like, we used to do this thing where we freestyling and we threw words at each other. And I remember vague, like, dude, one day he went off in the studio like 30 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating. You know what I'm saying? He went off for like 30 minutes, like, and we was going through words. Niggas went and grabbed dictionaries and newspapers, and this motherfucker would not miss a beat.
He wasn't scared to say it, man.
It just was on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for me to write that, it took a lot, but, you know, I knew that was something I had to do, you know what I'm saying? It was one of them situations where I felt like I didn't want to, but I had to. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So, that's what that was with that.
Man, on that note, we're going to have to go to more songs.
Stamper!
Bazooka!
Yes. Real Squad Radio.
About to give me a Roni right now.
Beats.
Yeah. We'll be back.
I've been serving things since my early teens, and not just the green. I done sold a couple things. Was 13, having dreams of the triple beam. I had the Lord 38 with the nickel gleam. Was dodging jeans, hit the crack in my jeans seams. Then cop the pinky ring so I could have some blingy bling. I ride for my team, I put that on everything. The triple stacks like jacks, loose or a pack. Matter of fact, here's the sample, I bet you holler back. Sometimes the rap game reminds me of a crap game.
Why?
You could be on the road, but then things change. I'm like Spider-Man, it's red hairs on my Murray Jane. You spitting game, I just call up and get some brain. Then use my wing to bang, that's how I like to entertain. Got it to the point, she begging for my last name. And using the tips as a stash for my coat.
Check the toilet, shit don't change. Man, it's the same movie, just the characters change. The picture still remains, all that's new is the frame. I'm the same as a plane, cause the sky's my aim. So I'm learning cheat codes, or surviving the game. I'm trying to get the high score so I can enter my name. I entertain the game that's claiming the same. If it pertains to fame, then sign up my name. You lanes infatuated by a chains in the rain, but when the flames hit your frame, it's two things, you dead or you maimed. I'ma let it go though, and be the bigger man, cause when we hopped out the van, all your niggas ran. how you G'd up? Well, you can't bag the weed up. Sell it all, make a phone call and re-up. Connect to the locksmith, he'll cut the key up. 24 hours a day, he'll be up. Macaulay's flat on your back, you only see up. I'm trying to get my stacks intact to kick my feet up. Don't worry about me, Joe alright. Cause I pitched a hard white like a snowball fight. That's all I need. I don't know a nigga out there can scorch Joe. I'm on top of the world like the North Pole. I leave a torso with less or more so. The arms of Gordo, I got four like Goro. I want that money, dummy, cause I'm money hungry. Every time I get some, I rub my tummy, yummy. I can teach you how to flip cartwheel or summy. Whether it's the hard white or the gummy gummy. Show up like Hacksaw in the 4x4 with the 4-4, the clip hold four times four, then four to your four door, then four more for your encore. Jaws on the floor, brains on the arm wall. It's Joe Nato, nigga, the champion's here. In a hand trench coat, like Patties in bed. Or in a mink robe, sorta like Ric Flair. King of the city, my throne's the big chair. I've been there, full of cash, me in there like swimwear. So watch your bitch. The one she call when it's time to hit the mall. I'm the one she call when it's time to get hit off. Like pop a triple stack, blaze that, baby laid back. I've been hitting shorty off since way back. She a top dollar bitch, I treat her like my bottom bottom. I told her how to kiss, how to dance and how to swallow dick. And she listen good, give her direction, she'll follow it. Plus she a rapper, actress, slash model chick. But she can't be wifey, we from two different worlds. Her mama don't like me and she daddy's little girl. But I don't really give a shit, we just friends with benefits. You can be your man, I just be the guy that's hitting it. You the one that's hugging it, I'm the one that's fucking it. When she leave me, you the one she go and cuddle with. You sleeps with her, I creeps with her, my peeps hit her. Take her for a cheap dinner, then I'm swimming.
Alright, and we back. Real Squad Radio. Heartfelt, heartfelt tribute to my boy Nato, one of DC's finest rapper, extraordinaire, intelligent dude. And seeing that he rapped, let us know some of y'all favorites, some of your favorite verses of his.
Well, me first?
Any one of y'all want to go ahead and jump in?
Elo, you know, man, I'm gonna tell you like this: the nigga was he was so diverse and so talented that I basically loved all this shit, to be honest. But he had this joint called Round Here. He killed that joint. He killed everything. He killed that Rapality joint. Rapality was my shit too, man.
Yeah,
that I mean, I can't even think of a verse that he said that I didn't like. You know, I like some more than others. But to me, you know what I'm saying, you had to love him, man, because you could relate to him. And then he had the metaphors. Then he had the wordplay. And then, but it seemed so effortless, man. So
a lot of them joints, you had to listen back a couple times.
You had to run it back and to catch what he was talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga say he high, but he coming down like a paratrooper. Shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? the nigga got some words. He got some wordplay. And you could tell he's a thinking man. You know what I'm saying? He ain't just sit down and say, look, I won't be a rapper. I'm just going to say some dumb shit like such and such. I ain't going to say no names right now. But yeah, he put work in. You know what I'm saying? He put thought into his lyrics. It comes across in his music, man. And you got to love that, man.
Oh man,
it's a big loss, man. We lost something big, man.
Yes.
Trust me.
Personally, I think all about the dividends on it's all about the Benjamins beat. The way he just flipped that verse.
Yeah, he killed that.
And he just flowed in that verse so perfectly. It's just,
I think maybe I don't know the name of it, but the joint he did it with Tabby at the Tabby Bunay show,
where he did on the Grew Up a Screw Up beat.
Yeah, they did it in North Carolina too, right?
But see, that's the first time that I heard him rap. And actually, that was after the whole Bone joint that we did. But that's the first time I heard him rap. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time that I was really like, yeah, he killed that joint. And I know y'all didn't even know what y'all was even going to do. But y'all was out in the car. Yeah. Y'all was figuring out what y'all was going to do. When y'all came in, y'all came together, and I was like, damn, I'm glad I didn't even have a mic.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't have a mic. But he's definitely diverse. It's crazy.
I think for me, though, man, it was like one of the earliest songs me and my man did, maybe like early 04, we did a song called Next Generation. And at the time, I was probably like, maybe like 19. He was like maybe 22 or some shit like that or whatever. And I came up with the concept, you know, feeling like we up next. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody out there fucking with us. And, you know, I did my thing, but the verse he put down, like, he just came through with that shit. And it was just like, he hit it on the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew my man would, but you know how, like, when you expect somebody to do something and they do it, but then they do it a lot better than you thought they would? You know what I'm saying? It was one of those type of vibes, man. Like, he went off on that song. You know what I'm saying?
There was one joint you came over my crib like a week or two ago. I ain't never heard a joint. You was spitting the joint. And I was like, oh, you gotta spit that joint again.
You talking about the shit we did on the duffel bag?
Yeah, the duffel bag boy joint. Yeah, oh my god,
that too.
Well, I know he always had a bunch of great verses, but I know he always, y'all were talking earlier, he always give up props too.
Yeah, he definitely gave a lot of props where credit was due. I mean, and like, he was a big fan of Elo's verse and Yet He Got Away.
How it go, Elo?
Yeah, man.
Like that.
I mean, I got it. You want me to get it?
Yeah, just give it a little bit.
It was to a slow beat. A little slow, laid back beat. Sean made it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Big up to Sean.
Montana.
It's like
Montana.
It's hot in the hood. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. It's hot on the block. Got my goons on the lookout. The word is in the air like grill smoke at a cookout. Niggas got escape routes. It's time to get ghosts like the obituary section of the Washington Post. Third strike facing. Coppers got me speed racing through the hood with this high speed chasing. I gotta get away like earth, wind, and fire. I'm running out of breath, but the weed got me feeling higher. Now I'm close to the cut as I toss the heat. Nigga got it made if I could just make it cross the street. That's where the love's at. They throwing slugs back at a cop. Fuck a bulletproof. They aiming at his hat. Y'all got a man down. 21 gun salute as I heard his backup screaming, begging us not to shoot. That's when I hit the cut. I seen my nigga Lil Ray jumped in the whip. He let the tech spray. Then we made the getaway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little shit. A little something, something.
Oh, and man. He felt like
he loved that verse.
Yeah,
man. I felt like he killed it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
He felt like every time I seen him, he was like, man, he'll wait about a couple of hours sometimes. Man, you killed that verse. I got tired of it. I was like, go ahead, man. You killed that joint.
Yeah,
too,
that shit was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he.
And
always,
that was the only song I ever did with my man, Joe.
No,
we had talked about doing plenty of songs
together.
We did
two songs. Yeah, I did.
I ain't do no other song with
him. So.
Oh, yeah, we did that Dig a Hole joint.
I forgot about that
joint.
Vito said I killed that.
Nato, he even brought me in the booth the one time. We was on the south side. Me, you, Dre.
That must have been a.
I was just
an adventure for Dre.
I was just in that motherfucking alley.
Walk up the alley. We made him walk up the Good Hope Road to get some chicken in the hood, and you know.
Oh,
Dre
boy.
Dre
don't like DC, but.
Yeah. Like the train. It was too much going on at one time. And Dre he don't, was like, oh, no.
So we y'all make him walk too, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm just doing ad-libs in that motherfucker talking
but like,
shit.
But, like, man, we just.
Y'all ain't had Dre on Kennedy Street.
We just we had him on Good Hope Road over there by us.
Oh wow,
over there by us.
He should have been scared of.
We was straight.
I wasn't scared.
Yeah, we had the white.
But I know, man.
He ain't scared. He white. Like, 2:30 in the morning.
Like before we went to the bone.
Shit.
Before we went to the bone show, we stopped over at my sister's house to get that cheese. Right?
Yes.
And I was saying, pull over, Dre.
Oh man.
Dre said, we already passed him. But you driving though.
Yes.
You're a funny dude. That's my man's though.
Yeah, but yeah, you know,
just gotta get you for not being here. That's all.
The
that
twins.
Is.
We gonna get the rest of them too. Don't worry,
sir.
Cables, we got you too, nigga. Yeah.
While we sitting here talking about my man Nato, you know, we gonna play some more tunes from the man himself. It's Real Squad Radio. Let's give it to him.
Bow. BTA TV. Yourself, you ain't got a lot of me. I like you for who you are, not who you try to be.
I know you ain't never pulled the all-nighter, see. You another nigga living in rivality. Be yourself, you ain't gotta lie to me. I like you for who you are, not who you try to be. Starting the cars, the only time you flip the key. You another nigga living in rivality. Don't lie. Why? You can't use a triple beam. From what I seen, you ain't never sold anything. Nah, I'm taking it back. I rap for the hip hop heads. You ain't true cause it said on your algorithms. I'm killing them. Chain swinging like a pendulum. Clarity cut current. 3 C's the minimum. Dumb dumb. You ain't fucking with young son. Why? Cause young son is sent through a few of them young guns. How you think you better than dude, a veteran too? That's like you saying you smoke more than Devin and dude. Why you spending all this money on the chain? Why? So you can look paid without a dollar to your name? Word. So you can entertain? That's a goddamn shame. I guess from the dome, I'm in the zone all alone. Myself. But niggas get amped and I don't mean a mobile phone. Woo. When it's straightened out, when I put the iron to your clothes. Be yourself. You ain't got a lie to me. I like you for who you are, not who you trying to be. I know you ain't never pulled the all-nighter, see. You another nigga living in rapality. Be yourself. You ain't got a lie to me. I like you for who you are, not who you trying to be. Starting the cars, the only time you flip the key. You another nigga living in rapality.
They got a whiff of the kid, now the game's all tripped out. Rims like my Newports, both stay dipped out. Money in my jeans, so the seams just stick out. Shoe game evicted, your boy stays kicked out. Time is money, can't let mine tick out. Shotty to your body, make your rib cage lift out. Dutchie with some diesel, my lungs stay piffed out. 7 gears in the 6, hit fifths, shipped out. No rap advance, still ice my wrist out. QB and I'm good, I'll sit back and twist out. Eat rhymes that I cook, sit back and shit out. The biz is all pussy, you get in and get out. Spent days in the kitchen with cocaine that zips out. Damn. Cook it in the jar and hit the strip and then I bitch okay. out. Not too fly on the block, man, your flaws will stick out. Right. With some light footwear in case you gotta dip out.
Be yourself, you ain't gotta lie to me. I like you for who you are, not who you try to be. I know you ain't never pulled the all-nighter, see. You another nigga living in rivality. Be yourself, you ain't gotta lie to me. I like you for who you are, not who you try to be. Starting the cars, the only time you flip the key. You another nigga living in rivality. I really flipped, yep. I really had to stole a whip. Yep. I ain't really a pimp, but I do fuck a lot of chicks. Yep. And I got a cold right now, so I'm really sick. This here's to the niggas who was there for me. They never tell, rather rot in the cell for me. Who go to sleep at night and say a prayer for me. Make a withdrawal at the bank and make bill for me. And to the niggas that be pushing the bills. Still sell curls to put some chrome in the wheels. Who got yay and weight running the blocks. And they stay in shape by running for cops. That's reality to me. I don't do this shit. Not at this current time, but I ain't new to this shit. Just run the truck, I can help you move this shit. You ain't got a lot of meat, I see. What you trying to be? Just another MC that's trapped in rapality. Be yourself, you ain't got a lot of meat. I like you for who you are, not who you try to be. I know you ain't never pulled the all-nighter, see. You another nigga living in rapality. Be yourself, you ain't got a lot of meat. I like you for who you are, not who you try to be. Starting the cars, the only time you flip the key. You another nigga living in rapality.
Yeah, we on them round here. Everything must go. We selling the corners round here. Got them stuck like flypaper fiends on us round here. Ain't never been the fool. We know the rules round here. He drunk, be cool, lose your dudes round here.
Yeah, they close to be the boss. We paid our dues around here. So please watch your mouth if you're in the news around here. Cause when we cruise around here, you can call this kind of shit suicide. Niggas pray to live forever, no one ever born to die. That's why I live life fast, get cash, hit hash, and have a fucking ball. Menages in the hall, projects on my skull. These major figures, they got your lawn, nigga. I'm standing tall, and I told y'all before, I'ma grind for a billion. So until this rap shit pop, catch feet behind the project billions.
My niggas getting money round here. So 4 pounds to lay you down round here.
We got designees, AKs with wings, and they all 15, take you like the mad thing.
My niggas getting money round here. Got water, got haze, what you need around here?
Round here, we got 3 for 25s and 2 for 15. Real trees in the east, if you like the kind thing. We getting extra dough, sipping extra mo, flipping X and O's. 1.5 for the best extra throw. I was straight from Canada, yours from Mexico. You gassed up like Tesco. So what you telling, yo? Nigga, my block's like a donut shop. Everybody selling O's. You must be extra dumb, son. We got extra guns. When we arrive, it's fireworks like a restless gun. I got a mean grind. So in the meantime, I run through uptown and Southside like a green line. Posted up on Georgia Ave with enormous cash. Or Southern Ave in the stash, a couple dozen bags. Corona's clutch, Corona deluxe. Rolling it up, frozen the Dutch, smoking it up. My phone hose blowing it up. I own it too much. So these bitches like people can't take all of my nuts.
My niggas getting money round here. So 4 pounds to lay you down round here.
Round here, we got desert eagles, AKs with wings, and they are 15s if you like them kind of things.
My niggas getting money round here. Got water, got haze, what you need around here?
Round here, we got 3 for 25s and 2 for 15s. The trees in the east, if you like them kind of things.
Look, I'll never get caught in a hand-to-hand. You supposed to rock and roll like Duran Duran. Cause in a family band, it's a cameraman. And niggas who snitch, so make sure your man, but I stay with the hammer, man. Baggy denim, I call them the hammer pants. Shoot at your feet, to make you hammer dance. It won't stop till I see the ambulance. But this is how we rock, bang the heat till he charred. We rock and we roll, plus we keep the guitar. Well, hell, in other words, they heat the guitar. And it's right under the seat in the car. Beef, then you gon' rest in peace who you are. And if I miss, at least it's leaving a scar. Fuck a buck 50, I'ma give him a grand. And they ain't half as bad as what I did to his man. Cause around here, guns spit like spray bottles. Little kids on they bike hit with stray hollows. Mom strung out a crack, and they thug it out back. But younger can't fight, so he hung in the gap and won't hesitate to bust at your rugged out back. Everywhere in the city, niggas do the same thing. Lady bullets in your hat with the same name, and they swear they don't gang bang, but the hoods will be claimed is all the same thing. Shit don't change, you know. Ride through your crib, bang your few. Knock on your door, bang your few. Matter of fact, fuck the gun, strangle you. Get your bitch to come, we can tangle too.
Hey, you got a hook?
Nah, I ain't got a hook. Hey, so you got a hook?
Nah, I ain't got a hook.
Well, fuck a hook, we don't do this shit by the book. Man, fuck a hook, we don't do this shit by the book.
Man, say we run in your house, and we blast Matic. Dog, I stay with the pump, like I'm Addict. I'm still Matic, jumping off the steel Matics. Hustlin's got me in trouble, but I'm still at it. No taxes, get by my pack six. Trying to get the bid X when I move a packet. It's Joe, man. I got a sick whip game. And I ain't talking about cars, I'm talking cocaine. I can show you how to chop bag and hit the block with the rock. Instead of had a junkie trying to suck your cock. I mix the Henny and the Remy. I call it Hemi. Haters hop off my Jimmy before the semi. What? Turn your Audi to an Emmy. Cause nowadays niggas hate on Jay. Every time they see me, they look at me strong Jay. Cause I'm like a heart. I pump 24 hours a day. And I step to that from Jimmy Sec. Give me your rosé. I got the throw, boy, if you need it. Take a hit, you'll get more smack than Tina. It's like a subpoena. It rocks from every block, Allison or Zena.
But I hope this rap shit get me seen on the Xena. I'm kinda like Columbus. I came here with the Nina, rolled up with Todd in the Caucasian Beamer. Seen Tom Blaze and Reaper, old gone chasing skeezers. I'm old school, I still deal with clientele on beat. And plus I'm nice, so dump it when I'm in your speaker. You like hefty nigga, you sell trash bags. And I ain't fucking when I say I'm strapped with the mag. I rep the fork and cash, so of course I brag. That's Fork and Kennedy. Check the history, customers in the name, so don't blame that shit on me. Young niggas, you are OG when you 23. Starting the cars, the only time you flipping keys. Your strip yet? Are you even sipping Chris yet?
Nope.
What's in my cups is yellow, like a piss test.
Ew.
Chest best, right hand Smith West, flip left. And do I think I'm the shit? Yes.
I'm your knight in shining armor. You have made me what I am. Let me wait to see you again. Let me hear you whisper.
Well, this is concluding the tribute to the man, the legend, the rapper that we know as Bazooka Joe, aka God's Gift, aka, God's Gift, I think that is a real fitting name for that man. Matter of fact, go on thatpiff.com. They just put out a tribute CD for him. Just go on there and search.
Go to Bazooka Joe. And type in Bazooka Joe.
Put in Bazooka Joe.
Make sure y'all spell that right.
Joe is just J-O.
A-Z-O-O-K-A-J-O.
Yes, yes. And just in case y'all can't find it or whatnot, I'm going to put a link up on the podcast page to make sure y'all go support it and keep the man's memory alive. Because we want you to remember. Speaking of that, singing this is the end. Give up some last words to the man himself.
I mean, if my homie was here right now, other than me telling him that, you know, I love him, you know what I'm saying? Because I told him that when he was alive, you know what I'm saying? I would probably tell my man something like, what's your mama name?
You know,
that's some old North Carolina shit. We went out of town wilding out one night, man. And, you know what I mean? But just to let him know, man, that we gonna hold you down, man, and you ain't gotta worry about nothing, big homie. You know what I'm saying? Make sure little TJ straight, mom, sis, you know what I mean? The whole DTA, you know what I'm saying? Even if I got to hold the shit down by myself, nigga, I got you. So, yeah, just save me a Roni and a verse on that song you doing up there with Pac and them.
Definitely. B, what you gotta say, man?
Same thing as V. I mean, pretty much same thing as V. Other than I love him, I'd tell that motherfucker, be like, Slim, take your ass to the store, get your own Newports. I'd run out over this motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Nah, it's just hard to put into words. It's hard to put in words. I mean, we got so much video footage of him. We about to start working on a DVD so we can get that shit out.
Yeah.
And the spring break footage of him. Spring break.
Oh, yeah.
Nicki Minaj show we had.
It's real crazy.
Shit is fucking hilarious. But
Man, is that when y'all was talking about Wrestler Dude?
Nah. It was when we were talking about Wrestler Dude, but we was going into the club to do the Nicki Minaj show. I think you had the camera, and this motherfucker just come running up. It's like, spring break, lift his shirt.
And spring break, killed it. Buns off.
Just killed that shit. Was hilarious, but we gonna hold you down here, my brother. We love you.
Definitely. I won't say the same thing, man. I ain't get a chance to tell him in life, but I showed him, you know what I'm saying? We did a lot together, man. You know, I wanna just let him know we gonna keep his memory alive, and it's worthy. He worth keeping it alive, you know what I'm saying? He was a good dude. You know, he was good at his craft. He was good with his friends.
Yes, he was.
You know what I'm saying? He was a real dude, man. And they don't come a dime a dozen, you know what I'm saying? You got to look for them. A diamond in the rough, man. That's what he was. And we're going to definitely keep his memory alive, man. And my condolences go out to his mother and me. Now I'm hurting too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we all hurting, man. Yeah. So rest in peace, my brother. We're going to see you when we get there, man. like he said, keep me. I just want to do the hook on the song with Pac and Biggie and Vito.
Oh, man, man.
I just want to do an ad lib in the background.
Well, I ain't going to lie to you, though, Wide Body. And, you know, I know if my man was here right now.
He'd be right here with us.
He would.
That's where he'd be, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He wouldn't be in here and, you know, a nice situation like this and pass up an opportunity to spit a 16. So I think on behalf of my homie, it's only right that I do something. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, let me see what I got for y'all. I was going to Drake it and hit y'all with the Blackberry shit. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to even do that right now. But I got one, right? I say, now when it comes to this rap, I'm the Don of recitals. And to the chicks, I'm a heartbreak kid like Shawn Michaels. Y'all want to test me with the gift? That's cool. Just step smart, because with that wordplay, I'm a sharpshooter like Bret Hart. Perfect my art. I stayed away from D-Techs and Knox. My animals on a boat, but this ain't Noah's Ark. This game is nothing. I could come up with a bunch of lines. A right hook to your face. How's that for a punchline? Vito getting hungry. It's looking like lunchtime. They try to put the pressure on me. Got the game twisted, little niggas. Ain't no stressing on me. No, I keep a weapon on me. Now with that pen, I steam clean. Then dry fools like the cleaners. My raps, they get felony charges. You a misdemeanor. It's Mr. Nina Ross with the flow. Thought they was balling, but they lost, though. Wanna be the boss? Well, it calls, bro. Catch me and fly at the car show. Marcia Lago. Got a chick named Marcy to top me and move to cargo. Been about my dough since day one. And when it come to beef, I don't stress, just cover that like A1.
Oh,
PTA for life.
Yeah,
Bazooka,
man.
Joe.
Yeah.
V said it all first with 1,000 bars. So I guess I'm up next. So I guess I gotta speak 2,000 bars.
That's right, boy.
The white boy,
in the building, baby. Yeah. Oh, man, this is funny.
That'll be the first time I ever heard him.
On wax, right here.
Spliffing Wesson.
Oh, man.
Oh, but in all serious, man, I just want to give my condolences out to the family, my man Vito and DTA, and just to say, keep the man's memory alive. He's a stand-up dude, no joke. I mean, there's not much you could really put into words about what happened and everything, but shit like this, it kind of happens, and it's kind of a wake-up call. Like, I know for a fact that 9 times out of 10, we wouldn't even really be together like this,
right,
if it wasn't for something like this happening.
Yeah, let this be a lesson to everybody. Yeah.
And this is a lesson, man. You know, stop violence.
And also, man, if you had not to cut your Wide Body, man, but to everybody that's going to listen to this, man, if there's somebody in your life, I don't care who it is, man, mother, father, brother, sister, girlfriend, your homie, whatever, if you feel some kind of way about that person, man, and
tell
you love them dearly,
tell
man, tell them now
while
they're here. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Send them flowers while they're here now. Don't wait until they're gone and you can't, because, you know, for a lot of people, man, it's a lot of people didn't get to have one last conversation with Nato.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or get to see him one last time. And I know that plays a lot on people's conscience, you know what I'm saying? And then add to the fact that you can't see my man no more, you know, but... So, like you said, man, stop this unnecessary violence, man. Let's get together and get some money, man.
Basically.
You know what I mean?
Like my man Vito said, tell your people you love them. Matter of fact, pull out your Blackberries, your cell phones, whatever, right now.
Call somebody now, man.
Yeah, right now.
One person. I don't care.
Yeah.
Shit, just do a Facebook status. Say you love everybody.
Yes.
Everybody. Nah, don't do that chain letter shit.
Don't do that.
That's too impersonal right there, man. It's got to be personal.
It's got to be real personal. You got to tell them why you love them. But one thing's for sure, Nato, we love you. And we see you when we get there.
Zuka Joe, rest in peace.
God's
Dude.
Gift.
Holla.
Uptown.
Real Squad Radio.
Uptown. DTA. IBP. Real Squad.
We out.
Peace.
Who am I? I'm Zuka Joe, a.k.a. Nato, a.k.a. God's Gift. One of the members of the trio, DTA. Don't trust anybody.
I've been chilling. So as soon as I get that done, I'm gonna be back out here doing my thing and shit. I'm gonna be able to be more for a second. We got a videos out on YouTube. Who's the Blame? Rap Ballady. You know, Kid Cap City. We got some joints out there from the show we did up, this little nightclub or whatever. A few things like that. We're trying to make this a real life thing happen. Might turn it to a mixtape. We're going to do it as an album, but a whole lot of things happen. So we're going to turn it to a mixtape. Probably smack together another album. You know what I'm saying? Twerk it like that. You know? Not really. I just fell back for a second, man. For real. My man's going to be doing their thing. I'm waiting for us to just come back on some Voltron shit and then we can move from there. You know what? I'm back to a few things. I'm down for it. I'm working with me. I had to chill out. Get my things together. Well, where I'm from Uptown, D.C. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing the whole D.C. because I've lived everywhere in D.C.